Tributes and flowers are piling up outside Pellegrini's Espresso Bar on Bourke Street 3 days after the terror attack that claimed the life of one of the cafe's co-owners, Sisto Malaspina. As locals come to terms with the loss of the man who started a Melbourne institution, Mr. Malaspina's family has been offered a state funeral by the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews. The popular restaurateur was one of three people attacked by 30-year-old Hassan Khalif Shire Ali, who was shot dead by police. AM's Jess Davis is outside Pellegrini's Cafe, which is co-owned by Sisto Malaspina on Bourke Street. Jess, Sisto Malaspina was a beloved figure in Melbourne. What's the atmosphere like at Bourke Street this morning?
Well, I'm standing outside Pellegrini's, the espresso bar that he co-owned. There are flowers surrounding it and people are slowly starting to trickle past. It's a normal work day here in Melbourne, really, everyone getting back to normal life. But there's been a big outpouring of love for the man, and over the weekend we've seen many people share their memories of him and the beloved icon that he was in Melbourne. Many people have eaten pasta or drunk espresso at his bar. It's known to be the first espresso bar in Melbourne to actually import an espresso machine. And I spoke to John Eggleton, a longtime friend of his, this morning, who had coffee with Sisto every morning.
Just everyone's in total shock and very sad. I mean, you just never in a million years could you expect something like this to happen. And to Sisto, we still really, I think anyone that knew him, and we're just still in disbelief, really, and very sad for him and particularly for the staff, because it's like just like a big family in there. There's people that have been working there for over 40 years.
Jess, tell us about security in the CBD this morning. Has it been increased?
It hasn't. Look, over the weekend, the securities did increase the security at major events, including at Remembrance Day and at the soccer yesterday, but there's no ongoing threat. They're not worried about that. They did raid the properties of the alleged attacker, Hassan Khalif Shire Ali, a 30-year-old Somalian man, over the weekend. But they say there's no ongoing threat, and so security has returned to normal in the city, and everyone is just going about their normal everyday lives again.
And that's our reporter Jess Davis outside Pellegrini's Cafe in Melbourne.